Hi, I'm DP Sidhu along with Drew Doherty with five things to watch for Sunday's game at Baltimore. The big question on everyone's mind, Ed Reed, what's his status?
Yeah, number 20, you think he's going to play, but he's always kept that little bit of doubt in there saying, I don't want to hurt the team if I'm not fully ready, and no one has come out and said he's going to go. But it stands to reason that he's going to because he's taken a lot of reps with the ones, so I think Ed Reed plays, and if he doesn't, you still want to keep an eye on what Shiloh Kao and the rest of the secondary can do.
Another injury that might be a concern may or may not be left tackle Dwayne Brown. Do you think he's going to play?
I'd be stunned with a capital S if Dwayne Brown suits up. I think he's going to be inactive. I think Ryan Harris is the guy who goes at left tackle. And he, along with Derek Newton at right tackle, they're going to have their hands full with Elvis Dumervil and with Terrell Suggs, plus all the other guys coming from the interior. That's a fearsome front seven for those guys, for anybody, really. But the Texans are very confident in Ryan Harris. They've seen what he's done on the right side. And talking with Chris Myers, some of the other players, they know he's going to be prepared.
Some injuries on Baltimore side. Ray Rice may not play, hasn't practiced all week. What do you expect to see on Sunday?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I want to definitely check out one of the five things to watch. I want to check out what the Ravens running backs do. Whether he's in there or not, Bernard Pierce is a good back, according to Wade Phillips. But those good backs haven't put up much so far in 2013. 2.8 yards per carry. Now, comes with an asterisk because the first game they had to throw a lot because they were getting just carpet bombed by the Broncos. So keep an eye on what the Ravens running backs are able to do.
Two players that are not getting carpet bombed are the Houston tight ends. They've had a lot of success this season. Do you expect to see more from them on Sunday?
Well, it bears watching because Garrett Graham did not practice on Thursday, kind of had a hip issue, and Owen Daniels was held out on Wednesday, but that was customary. They do that for rest. Nevertheless, those two, your leading scorers for the Houston Texans. Daniels has three touchdown catches. Garrett has two. Garrett Graham. So keep an eye on what they can do because they're an integral part of the offense, and they open things up for everybody else.
The lone kicker, Randy Bullock, game winner in game one and week two. Rough outing for him. Do you think he bounces back at Baltimore?
I really do. I think he will. And you got to keep in mind that all these kicks that he's missed, the four that he's missed, they've been long ones, plus 50. Texans didn't really attempt as many of those last year with Shane Graham. It's because they have that confidence in Bullock. So I think he rights the proverbial ship. And you got to remember, 8 of his 9 kickoffs have been touchbacks, which is an astounding number compared to last year.
That's five things to watch. I'm DP Sidhu along with Drew Doherty. Be sure to check out HoustonTexans.com for more.